Good morning, Power Hour Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the often imitated, never duplicated Power Hour radio show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are two websites. I am your honored host. I woke up in a particularly good mood today. I don't really know why, but I'm not fighting it. I'm just going with it. I really am. Very good mood, and it's fantastic to be with you. Part of the reason is, you know, yesterday we had the internet problems, had the tornado. Well, now it's fixed, and our internet connection is actually stronger now. So these are all very good news, and so we're working with that.
And you're not crabby? That's good news, too?
You're here on time. You were here on time, so that helped. Uncle Kevin, of course, that's him, riding shotgun. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. It's great to be here. Another great day in America.
Yes, it is.
And it's even better that we have better
internet
connections.
Yeah, absolutely. So hopefully we will have less and less problems and you know, what have you. So very good. We have a great show. Perrier is going to come on for 30 minutes. Of course, the bentonite clay, the special, unique bentonite clay. Not just any clay is like this, a specific source of clay. It's the only type in the world that has these type of properties, or just about in the world. And so we'll talk about that and her stories. It's always good to have her. Just to hear her voice is fantastic. And then Doug Rocky. Doug Rocky usually comes on to talk about DU, depleted uranium, what have you. One of the reasons he can talk about those subjects, because Doug Rocky is an absolute bioweapons expert, chemical weapons expert.
Yeah.
And that's what he did in the military. And so what we have now, I would say, we're dealing with a biological weapon right now.
Yeah.
So really, we're trying to get people's different opinions, a different perspective on this whole thing. What does Doug Rocky have to say about this? What can you do? What would Doug Rocky do to curtail this if, you know, Doug Rocky could wave a magic wand?
Was in charge of it.
Yeah. And what can you do personally? I think that to be very, and always, we'll talk about the other things Doug mentions. Doug's a hero, and we're so happy to have him on. So we'll get to news. Biggest stories in the world. The overarching, the biggest story in the world every day is what, Uncle Kevin?
Wait a minute. Countdown, just count to 10.
Well, I bet Todd can get it. See, Todd knows it now. Todd knows it before you do.
Is the Declaration of Independence going to be upheld?
Upheld. Will America, will the United States uphold the Declaration of Independence or not? That's right. This is the biggest story in the world. And then every day we have, like, you know, the day's story, what have you. Some days those stories, most days those stories don't necessarily merge with that story. Today they do. I got three or four stories. This is the most important news in the world. In the world, all these stories put together, the United States of America, the bullseye right on us. Right on us. Our girl, we're going to call her our girl affectionately.
Yeah, she's mine now.
She's a woman, but you know what I mean. Affectionately, our girl, Shelley Luther, was here, a few days ago?
Yeah.
To discuss Friday. She was on Friday. To discuss her salon, A La Mode, in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Shelley went to court, I think yesterday. May have been Monday, but I think it was yesterday. The Dallas salon owner jailed for reopening in violation of court order. Okay, the story, she went to the court. This judge... What's this judge's name? We don't have it here in the thing. I want to mention his name so people can, put a black mark on his record. But she went to court. The proceedings went pretty much thus. The judge says, you're in violation of this order. I'll let you go. Basically, it came to, I will let you go if you apologize to this court now and you admit that you were wrong in opening. That's what the judge said.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, then he said, admit you're being selfish. This is what the judge said.
Admit you're being selfish.
Admit you are being selfish by doing this.
Well, she's trying to live.
And she said, selfish? Wasn't selfish what I did. We're having trouble making our payments. We're having trouble feeding ourselves. The people working at the salon, they can't feed their family.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of selfish.
Right.
I did this to help people, not selfish. I will not apologize.
Excellent.
And the judge said, God bless Shelley. I mean, you talk about bravery.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about a hero, an American.
Yeah.
And the judge says, you are sentenced to jail for 7 days. Remember, we've talked about this several times. Do you know what her charge is? I mean, do you just take a wild guess what her charge was?
Contempt of court.
Bingo. When they don't have other charge, when they have no lawful legal charge, they come up with their little twist-all charge of, well, you're in contempt of court, meaning you're offending court. You're offending the judge, basically. You're offending my authority.
Yeah.
What authority? You have no authority. Yeah. She's in jail right now, 7 days. I tried to get a hold of her, but she's in jail. Maybe she got out today. I don't know. We're going to have her back on. We're going to support her. She was also fined $7,000. She needs your support. She needs your prayers. Okay, put that story. Now, I'm going to three or four stories together, and then we're going to discuss them.
Okay.
That's a big story. Shelley Luther in jail right now, contempt of court. She refused to apologize. And notice how it's like your 10 years old and your 14-year-old older brother holds you down. I'll let you up when you apologize. You apologize. You say sorry. You say sorry, and I'll let you up.
Yeah.
You say sorry, I'll let you up.
That's right.
It's like a dominance. It's like a monkey or something, like a gorilla trying to get dominance over the other monkey.
Yeah.
See, that's what this is about. Next story. SWAT team raids Texas bar protesting forced closure, arrest armed demonstrators. I see they used the word demonstrators there. That was good. Not protesters. They're demonstrators. Yeah. They are not protesters. Protesters, when you say the word, they're protesting, that gives the thing that they're protesting an air of legitimacy.
Right.
When you say, well, they're protesting. So you're protesting something legitimate. They're not. They're demonstrating what the Americans were demonstrating. Here's the situation. Several businesses in this Texas town in West Texas, they defied the governor's order. They said, basically, you know, heck with you. We're opening. We're opening. Don't care. Yeah. And so to celebrate this and to demonstrate their authority, their power, people with guns, just like in Michigan, I'll talk about that in a second, strapped to their back, what have you, started walking around the business. Well, one of the businesses was this bar. It's a Big Daddy's. Big Daddy Zane's is the name of it. Big Daddy Zane's. Gabriel Ellison is the owner. Mm-hmm. Now, in the back of the bar, there's another section of property that's not on bar property. They wanted, these demonstrators wanted to go to the bar. And they said, can we go to your bar? Would that be okay that we kind of support you? Absolutely. Just don't be on the bar property with a gun because that's illegal. You know, that gives them a reason to come get you. Go in the back.
Part of the bar.
Adjacent property, and just walk around there, and then you're not on bar property, and there's no issue. She talked to the sheriff or the police there. I don't know who is that she talked to. I'm trying to get this right. She talked to somebody, said, this is what we're doing, and they said, fine.
Oh.
So she called, just made sure.
Yeah.
So they go to demonstrate around this, and the SWAT team... the SWAT team comes. Here's a quote. We can't take it anymore. We're not going to make it, Ellison said. I'm aware of what's going on down the road. I'm shocked. I had customers come through saying, you know, they have SWAT built up. They have SWAT built up. Why will you bring SWAT to a peaceful situation? Here's the quote from the county sheriff. This was not a protest of their Second Amendment rights. Again, protest, Second Amendment rights, all bad grammar, contextually, wrong grammar. It was a show of force to ensure this lady could violate the governor's order. Remember those words. Okay, going to the next story. Michigan. At the Capitol building, people again with rifles, ARs, whatever, strapped to their back, were walking around the Capitol with signs, you know, like Whitmer. They called it Hitler, whatever.
Yeah, I know. I see it.
Like a play on a word.
Demon
like,
rat.
Like it's like her, like she's Adolf Hitler,
yeah.
You know, demonstrating that they don't like what she did. You know, in Michigan, and how really tyrannical.
Oh God, she's over. She's
you know, you can't buy American flags at the store.
What kind of nonsense is that?
You can't buy seeds.
Can't buy seeds.
No, that's what anyway.
You want to grow some tomatoes? Forget it.
You better already have them.
Yeah.
You better or you buy them from the manna. You know, buy the heirloom seed pack
that's
from
right.
the manna. Anyway, so. The quote unquote law enforcement officer there said, well, this is a show of force, and they were complaining about it, but they didn't do anything about it. No, notice that. There's a picture, an incident in California where people were demonstrating outside the Capitol. It's a pretty stark video, pretty amazing, where this guy, ex-military, starts lecturing these police. There's a line of police in riot gear, the whole deal, surrounding
the protesters?
No, they're demonstrators.
Oh, demonstrators.
Surrounding the Capitol. you know, staying between the demonstrators and the Capitol.
I get
so they don't go into it, I imagine, like Michigan.
Right.
Surrounding the Capitol, okay? Take that image in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Important. In California, defiance. Crowd converges after cops threaten to arrest woman protesting beach closure. One patriotic woman breaches. The cops go to arrest, and then everybody breaches, quote-unquote. Footage out of California shows a patriotic crowd come to the defense of a lone female protester. There's that word, protester. Again, she's not a protester. She's a demonstrator.
Mm-hmm.
She's demonstrating her authority and her liberty.
Correct.
After police threatened to arrest her for violating lockdown orders. In the video, a woman carrying a 1776 flag and carrying an open Cali sign dares to venture out onto the surf before two police officers approach her, grabbing her by arms in attempt to arrest her. What happens? One of the men yells, the breach has been opened. They go to arrest her, harass her, and start about to arrest her. Tons of other people then go in the ocean and go to the surf and start yelling at the cop and say, will you arrest all of us? The cops back off. They don't arrest anybody.
Excellent.
So what are they going to do? Arrest all of them? Okay, I want to put all these stories together and so you understand this. I thought about this morning. And I thought about some of the, you know, like the guy who called me on Pastor Butch's show and called me a heretic and says, well, you keep trying to tell us like you know. I am full of flaws. I am full of radio flaws and host flaws. I know that. There is one or two things I am world class at. I know that, too. I am world class at putting all these things together, these stories, and understanding and explaining this to you right now. So one of the reasons you listen to the show, I guess to hear Uncle Kevin, let's go back and forth and making fun of each other. Maybe you listen for that. Maybe you listen for the guests. Maybe whatever. One of the reasons I hope that you listen is for what I'm about to tell you. Put these stories together. The story in Michigan and Texas, particularly, both times the law enforcement said that Americans walking around with guns was a show of force. They both said it in both instances like they were reading a script. Yep. So that's probably the new talking point.
Like Hannity.
And then Hannity's going out.
I was very surprised Hannity did.
And then Hannity came out and said, putting police at risk.
And then the lady on The View said the same, agreed with Hannity. So that tells you how bad it is. Jeez.
Okay, so put all those together. It's a show of force. Here's what I want you to understand about this. It is not a show of force. Me having a knife, like on my hip in a case, is that a show of force? Me having, you know, that's not a show of force. A show of force is if they would have, shot the security guards and kidnapped one of the legislators. That's a show of force.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a show of force. What is it a demonstration of? It is a demonstration of power. This is the American issue where everything converges, civil, religious, all of it. The issue in America where all of it converges, where Thomas Jefferson to Jonas Clark to all of it. Are you sovereign enough to be able to carry a gun or aren't you? So what they demonstrated in Michigan and in the Texas is I have power. And when the government sees that at that level, the government is acutely aware of this, ladies and gentlemen, by the way.
Absolutely.
They are daze. Americans don't understand this. The government is acutely aware of this, I promise you, at the top levels. Not even the top. I mean, just reasonably top levels. They are absolutely aware of this. When you walk around with a gun, you are saying, I am sovereign, have dominion and authority.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can, you know, what if you, that goes for religious people or just natural right or whatever.
Yeah.
They all converge at that moment. To the government, to a normal person, to anybody, any definition of in the English language, that is not a show of force. That is a demonstration of power. to the government, it is a show of force.
Yeah.
Why? Why is it a show of force to them and nobody else who would define it with the English language? Because this is all about a back and forth. There's power. There's dominion. This is what I've been telling you over and over. There is power and dominion given to mankind. And there's a constant back and forth. You can, it's almost like a teeter totter. When our liberty is way up, where our sovereignty is way up, our dominion and authority is way up, and we're using it, we're at the top of the teeter totter.
Mm-hmm.
If our authority, if government and government's at the other side, at on the floor, if our authority and dominion and power goes down at all, government goes up. In fact, their power cannot go up.
Right.
Until our power goes down on this teeter-totter.
Yep.
So when the government power is up, now we're down. See, that's where they want us to go. Why is it a show of force to them? Because to them, the battle is about power back and forth. So you demonstrating your power is a force.
Yep.
You just raised the teeter-totter. You just forced the government down.
Yeah. Unacceptable to them.
They see it as force.
Mm-hmm. And they got to squash it before everybody stands up.
Bingo. I promise you, this is just the beginning of this discussion and this argument.
Was it the ant and the grasshopper story?
Or the bee, the movie The Bee. Why do you care about that one bee? Well, because if they all stand up, then we're done.
We're done. And that's exactly what it is right here with us.
And the story in California.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Everybody stands up. They're done. The government is done.
Where is our, this isn't you, me, this is our.
Right.
Where is our best position? Actually, our undefeatable position. This is what I've been begging you to understand. Our undefeatable position, it lies in one place and one place only. Behind the law, behind the Bill of Rights, behind the Declaration of Independence, behind the dominion and authority and the natural rights given by our Creator. That is it. You look at the history of the world. You look at the feudal system that we have been dealing with. You look at all these arguments. It doesn't matter if it's mandatory vaccines. It doesn't matter if it's poor Shelley Luther. Our argument is we have a divine right given by our Creator. I have dominion, I have authority and sovereignty to make decisions for my existence and for my pursuit of happiness. Do I or don't I? What the government is telling you is no, you don't. This is the law. The government's made an order. You disobeyed this order.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot win an argument on that level.
Nope.
We will not. Let me make this clear. We will not ever, ever, ever ultimately win that argument.
Correct.
Because they'll say, we passed the law.
That's right.
That's the law.
That's the law. Well, it ain't the law.
It ain't the law. Our argument is in the, that why do you think, now you understand why America is different. Because in America is the only country in the world where you can say that is not legal or lawful.
Exactly.
It is the only country in the world that can say that.
Yeah.
Period.
End of story.
And so when you demonstrate and exercise your rights, and he said, you know, he's arguing Second Amendment rights. Again, this sheriff is ignorant. Fool. He's ignorant fool. Mm-hmm. Doesn't know. I guess I shouldn't call people fools, but whatever. You insert your word. Ignorant. Ignorant.
Stupid.
Or a tyrant. One of the two.
Yeah.
Or a liar.
Or a liar.
Ignorant or a liar. Mm-hmm. One. I've begged you to put the Bill of Rights on your refrigerator. And if you're sitting there, if you're listening right now, you say, I'm tired of hearing that. I'm going to ask you one simple question. Do you have the Bill of Rights on your refrigerator or not?
And do you understand it?
Well, do you even have it?
Yeah.
So you say, well, I'm tired of hearing that. I'm going to ask you, I'm going to throw it back on you. Do you have the Bill of Rights on your refrigerator? Well, no, I don't. Well, then I'm going to keep saying it.
Till you do.
Till you do.
There you go. And understand it. Got to.
Well, we got to get it on. We got to get it on there first. And I know a lot of you do. This is everything as we move forward. Our only defense, our only point of strength, lies in everything I just said.
Yeah, absolutely. Most everything the government do is unlawful.
Now.
Most everything.
Now. Talking about, Shelly came on and talked about Back the Blue. I wonder if Shelly backs the blue now.
I don't think so.
Talking about this idea of Back the Blue. If my five-year-old keeps doing behavior that I don't like and I don't correct them, who's does it? Well, it's the same thing with the police. They're public servants. And this idea of Back the Blue. I don't arbitrarily back the blue. I do not back the blue. I will not say, I do not back the blue. If you want to know who the blue works for, think about the scene I just told you in California. You have the Capitol building and the police surrounding it like a movie, in their riot gear and their face shields and the pepper spray and batons and what have you, between the Americans, the demonstrators, Americans, and the Capitol building.
That's our house.
Okay, well, let me ask you, it's a pretty simple question, who do those police work for?
Yeah, they work for us.
No, no, who do they work, in that, oh, in that picture, in that who do they work for?
The corporation.
Who do they work for? The Capitol building.
Yeah.
They work for the government, yeah. Which is the corporation right. Now. They work for the government, and the interests of the government are not your interests.
Oh, absolutely not.
Their interest is to put you at the bottom of the teeter-totter.
Mm-hmm. And keep you there.
Because they want the power.
They want the power. So they when want you, the money. They want everything.
So when you demonstrate, when you say, when you do anything, so when you even put the Bill of Rights on your refrigerator, to them, they say, well, that's a show of, well, what are you, a constitutionalist? Why do you think they've trained the police on this? The constitutionalists are the problem. Because it is force to them. It is force against them. Because they are not in the realm of law or natural law or morality. I do not back the blue. I will not support them. Our good friend Shelley Luther is in jail right now because some cop went up and decided, well, I've been forced to do this. I didn't want to do this, but here's your ticket.
Here's your ticket anyway.
Here's your ticket anyway, and I'm going to drag you to court, and we're going to make up some BS, and we're going to put you in jail because you don't follow our authority.
That's right. That cop should have said, this is an unlawful order. I cannot present it to him. That's what he should have done.
This is the eternal fight.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Will we stand up?
The enemy, who is the enemy? Who's doing this? The Rockefeller, whatever. They're insignificant. They don't matter. All that matters right now is your divine rights, your dominion, and the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Thanks.
For your future. That's it. Your position under God. That's it. Stay tuned.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption, utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soil. So we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
My name is Daniel Estulin. The decisions we make now, will the global systemic collapse, will decide whether we live as society or die. With the global economic depression approaching, it is necessary to prepare for it immediately. The basis of survival is a correct understanding of the ongoing processes. The collapse will result in the breakdown of countries, the end of the current planetary economic model, the rise of the regionalization of the economies that are going to replace sovereign countries, end of democracy, the rise of global dictatorship. Where do we go from here? What will the post-crisis world look like? What should families do to preserve their savings and to survive? Please join us in an upcoming webinar with me, Daniel Estulin.
The Global Transformation Post-COVID-19 Webinar with Daniel Estulin, May 14th at 6 p.m. Reserve your tickets today at thepowerhour.com. That's thepowerhour.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
ThePowerMall.com. There's some great things there, according to REM Sleep, the new Tranquil formula from Matthew Pfeiffer. Matthew was scheduled for yesterday, but again, we literally had a tornado here, and fortunately, they came and fixed everything, so we're back up and running, so we couldn't do it. Perrier, there's a sale on the Living Clay. Healthy Balance, Mother Earth Minerals, True Ought. That was a great interview, True Ought. The Silver Solutions. I'm going to tell you, I tell you things like go get toilet paper, clean out your freezer, fill it full of meat. Let me tell you something else, because we're starting to see problems here. You want colloidal silver? You better buy it now. I don't know where this is going to go. Maybe I'm wrong, whatever. I'm just telling you. You want colloidal silver? Buy it now. The OptiVita Vitamin D, the Silver Mist Humidifier, the Astaxanthin from Good Health Naturally, Vitamin E, a full tocopherols. Try. I thought I was going to get it. Tocopherols. There's four tocopherols and the vitamin E with all the tocopherols. Hyzorb Q10, Prostrex, Willard Water, very important, and among many other things at the Power Mall. Of course, Strauss Heart Drops. The most profound thing we ever have ever sold is the Strauss Heart Drops. And one of the most profound things is the clay. Certainly the clay. Oregano. If I were you, if you're asking me what I would do, I would use oregano consistently. That's what I would do. I talked to Dr. Group. Selenium, zinc. What else did he say? Selenium, zinc, iodine, actually boron, which I need to do some research on that. Boron, of course, vitamin D, vitamin C, those kind of things are key right now. So all these things and more at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. This is how we're funded. This is how we get the guests we get. And so thank you for your support, your purchases, and your prayers. Another big thing we're having, and we've had emails about this, people excited about it. People were kind of sparked by your emails and your questions about Daniel Estulin. He's going to come on at the end of this week. We're doing a webinar the 14th. So the 14th of next week, which is Thursday evening, central 6 o'clock central time. And it's a webinar you can just listen. You don't have to have a computer. You can just listen. It's a $20 charge to be on it. Why are we doing this? A couple things. Daniel comes on air and he says quite a bit. He says a lot of things. There's a lot of things that Daniel can't say on air or won't say on. Maybe can't is the wrong word. He won't say on air because he wants our show to stay on, that kind of thing. Just trust me on that. there's a lot of things he won't say. And people ask him about different areas and want to go deeper. And, you know, he can only, we don't live in a free society, or it's not de facto free society, ladies and gentlemen. I just can't say everything that I think is true here. I just can't. Especially Daniel Estulin can't. So this webinar is going to be, is private, so then it's not public anymore, so you can say a lot more. The laws are a lot different. There's not going to be an issue. So it's a limited seating, or whatever you want to call it, on a webinar. Or you can just call in on the phone. You'll be able to ask questions, and you'll be able to hear. He's going to break this down in a much more deeper, powerful, clear way. Like sometimes when you go on interview, there's 10 different ways you can take some of the things he says, or 5 different ways. And then I talk to him afterwards, and, you know, it's very clear. But that's him talking to me. Well, he can't really do that on air. Well, he's going to do more of that in this webinar. And that's one of the reasons we want this. The other reason I want to do this is I feel very strongly about the position that we're in that, I can say this. I'm not being negative. I'm not being a doomsayer. This is the beginning of our troubles. You know, this is the beginning, or troubles isn't the word. Upheaval. That's the better word. It's the beginnings of upheaval. This is not the end, and oh, the summer, things are going to loosen up and everything's going to be fine and it's just going to be business as usual from then on. No, this is the end of a system. And we don't understand this as Americans. We have no context. Even the Great Depression, if people are still alive who were adults during that time, you know, few are. But basically there's no adult alive that lived through the Great Depression anymore. Adult, you know, maybe some, you know, there were children, but there's basically no adult that was alive during the Great Depression anymore. Even the Great Depression is not in comparison to the context of what we're facing now, the possibilities of this.
We're going into a totally different system, totally.
And there's an upheaval through that. And there are very few people who are able to steer us through that and have information. Now, do I agree with everything Daniel Estulin says? No. I don't agree with everything my wife says. So there you go. And, but having said that, he's one of the greatest conceptual overarching minds there
is.
He's
amazing. I love him.
There is. At least that we have access to. Mm-hmm. And, he's a friend of the show and he's a personal friend. And, so that's why we're doing this. I encourage everybody to sign up for this. You can go to thepowerhour.com and you'll see the banner, or you can call 877-817-9829. And sign up. There are seats left. You know, this is the kind of thing people always want to sign up at the end, but it will fill up. I think we're going to have capacity. So get in on it. It's $20. There are some free things we're going to give. Maybe some of Daniel's book he's going to give away free that you can get the email. So you're going to get some value that way, but the real value is in the information.
Yeah, we got to protect ourselves for sure. Coming up.
I believe the reason I want to be a part of this, and I'm bringing this to you, because I believe you need this information, and at least have it, the option to use it
to use it or not use it
to make decisions.
Yeah.
At least have heard this and see this as things go forward. So I think it's very important, and I'm actually very excited, and you should be excited. You should be honored that Daniel wants to do this with our audience here. So. You know, Daniel Estulin's world-renowned, world-known.
He sure is.
And he's doing this with the Power Hour. So part of it because of our relationship, of our friendship. Yeah. So please take advantage of it.
Was he conceptual?
I don't know. He's got a doctorate in conceptualization.
Something. Anyway, he's unbelievable.
We got to get to our guest.
Let's do it.
All right. So check that out at the Power Mall or go to thepowerhour.com. There's a banner right there about Daniel Estulin. You can sign up there. And it's $20. You know, you can... Don't send me an email about why is he charging. Ladies and gentlemen, putting these things together and being able to do this, it's not free, okay?
Yeah, he's got to live too.
Right. He just,
That's how he makes his money a lot of times, selling books and doing...
And then information, speaking, what have you. So,
yeah, I mean, that's what he does.
So, anyway, getting to our guest. Perry A. is a longtime friend of the Power Hour. We love her to death.
I'm sold on that, Clay. You know that. That saved me... Mucho pain.
Well, it's a lot of times I love the product and the person, you know, and when you get to meet them, you like them. You know, they're nice. They're nice people. But Perry, you like, oh, wow, I just love Perry. You know, it's like the person is as great as the product, the or better than the product.
Yeah. Just keep talking. I'm loving it.
There she is.
You saved me a lot of pain, lady. Lots and lots of pain.
Well, she's the author of Living Clay, Nature's Own Miracle Cure. She's brought bentonite clay to the world in a real unique form. She needs little introduction here. If you're new to this, believe me, you'll learn something. Perrier, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you. Thank you for that beautiful introduction. I'm just sitting here glowing.
Well, you should be.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Thank you. You know, I do. I get it. The clay does it. The clay makes friends, and it wins people over just instantly because, you know, you're pain. You can be pain-free, and you can get rid of parasites and all this a plethora of things from just this one product. It's remarkable.
If you don't know any, if you've never used clay, so say that we have a totally new listener, just Reader's Digest, tell what in the world are we talking about clay? You know, they're probably, their mind is spinning. What in the world are we talking about, Perry?
It's a volcanic ash. It's been birthed through a volcano, and it's purified earth. So it's all the impurities have burned out, and it's left in these trace minerals in this clay, in this ash that have landed in a lake or seabed and formed over millions of years a bed of clay as the lake bed dried up. But it has a very strong negative charge, and when you mix it with water and put it on an insect bite, wall sting, I've had people do it on rattlesnake and copperhead snakes and pull the venom out. You feel it pulsating as it's pulling the bacteria out of a wound. It heals wounds from the inside out. It burns. It stops the pain in a split second. And, I've been drinking it for 20 years, and I'm 81 years old, and I don't wake up in the morning with aches and pains. And I don't have arthritis or osteoporosis. So I attribute a lot of that to the clay. It detoxes you, cleanses you, helps put you back together, takes away aches and pains from arthritis, and helps heal broken bones and wounds in half the time. So it's a remarkable thing. You can use it on just about anything.
The last time we were here, or you were here, I'm here every day. The last time you were here, I think it was the last time my wife came on and told the story about a brown recluse bite. Now, everybody I know around here, there's brown recluse spiders here where we live. And, you know, most people have a story or know somebody of, hey, my great aunt, whatever, got bit and this is what happened. My wife's foot, you cannot even tell she was bit except for just a little discoloration. That's it. There's no indentation, nothing. She was bit by a brown recluse spider. We did not go to the doctor. She did not go to the doctor. As soon as she realized what it was, and she didn't realize it at first, it was probably, I don't know, eight or so hours, we estimate, 8 or 10 maybe, after the bite, the way it had progressed, where we saw it, where we dealt with it. We were on a trip that weekend. We went somewhere. Now, I've told you, ladies and gentlemen, everywhere I go, I bring the one of these for years. One of these has been in my bag. At least one of them for years, without exception. The lamb cream Helon, one of those, oregano or clay. One of these guaranteed has gone everywhere I've went for years. That trip, for whatever reason, we had all three. We brought all three of them. My wife immediately put the clay on. She made a paste. It's like a powder. You mix it with water and you put it on kind of like a mud pack. We wrapped it with saran wrap. She began taking oregano, a lot of oregano, and putting it on kind of the wound. The venom or whatever it was, we could see it physically go up her leg. You could see it like go up her shin. And it was creepy. And I was a little nervous. I'll be honest. I was a little nervous. It got to the one point where I said, okay, in the morning, if this is not better, we are going to a hospital. I mean, that's how serious it's gotten. And you know how I feel about hospitals, so you know this was serious. The next morning, it had started to reverse, and it started to pull. It's almost like a thermometer. You know, if you watch a thermometer and the red goes up your leg, well, in the morning, it started to go down. And so I knew, so I felt better. We took the clay off from the that night. It's been on, you know, 10, 12 hours. We put tons of oregano on it. We put Was it hail on a lamb? I think it was lamb cream we had. I can't remember. So we put the lamb cream on it, the oregano, we put it all on it, and then did the clay again. And had her, take the oregano. And did it again. And within 2 or 3 days, it was almost all gone. And within a few days, virtually no sign whatsoever that she had this brown recluse bite. Now, I've heard you tell stories about snakes, about this, about that, about blah, blah, blah. Brown recluse bites create necrosis and people lose part of their flesh.
Yeah.
There was nothing. There is no sign at all that she had a bite except a little discoloration where the bite was. And she probably stayed with the clay. Maybe even that would go away. I don't know. It's a miracle.
You know, the clay debrides the wound. It gets the dead flesh out of the way. The same thing if you put it on a burn. It'll debride the wound, but it builds fresh flesh from the underside, from the inside out. It's amazing how it heals that way. I've seen open wounds that doctors couldn't get healed, heal or close, and you just put clay poultices on there, and next thing you know, it's sealed over, and you can't tell there was an open wound there.
How critical, you know, how critical is it that people have this in their pantry, have this in their medical kit, you know, their emergency kit?
Well, here's what I tell people. If something hurts, put clay on it. It's that good. If it hurt, you have a hurt on the body, I don't care if you sprained your finger, broke a big toe, whatever it is, put clay on it. And you need to drink it, too, because it cleanses you, it detoxes you, and it cleanses. It's good for your gut, for your esophagus. I've just been reading lately about how horrible Barrett's esophagus and acid reflux. Had it for years, and the doctors were giving her everything, and she wanted to take the clay, and the doctor said, well, I can't recommend it, but when she started taking it, it went away. So, you know, it's nature made, it's God's pharmacy is what I call it, and it covers so many things. I wrote a book with, and I covered about 300 ailments in the book, different ailments you can use clay on. You can take baths with it. Like I say, drink it. It's pure. Put it on a sunburn, any kind of burn, insect bite, rashes. We've had psoriasis and eczema clear up. Your brown recluse bites, yeah. I've seen some pictures. People send me this big hole in their leg, and they started using the clay on it, and it just healed up amazingly.
Talk about snake bites. I'm curious about, you know, so say you got bit. I mean, why is this working so good? Why is it so effective?
Well, it literally sucks the venom out. You know, they say if you get rattlesnake bite, make a cut and suck the venom out. This will pull the venom out. You'll feel it pulsating when you put it on something that's irritated like that. You'll feel it sucking the heat out, the inflammation. And the venom on insect bites. I put it on wall stings, and, you know, the pain just goes away immediately. It just takes seconds for it, the pain to stop. It works so quickly.
Now, I want to be clear. Everything you're saying, it's not like the FDA has approved this. These are you're not really making claims. You're saying what you've seen. I mean, these are firsthand experiences.
Yes,
these aren't claims.
Own testimonials. I've got one here now. This lady had bloat for 4 months. Severe gas and belching, and I mean, for 10 years she had it. She'd just punch me on the body and I'd either poop or belch. And she started drinking the clay, and in a month she noticed she was passing little white specks in her stools. And she found out that they were larvae from worms and parasites, and that after you expel the parasite, the larvae's left, and it took a month to get them out, and then all this 10 years of bloating went away. She'd had parasites in her stools all this time.
Oh,
and
my
it cleans
God.
Them out. I know of it removing a tapeworm in one person. It's just remarkable.
Say you wanted to, you encourage people to take the clay or drink the clay. How would they do that?
Well, you mix the powder with water. If you're using the clay that you sell, the living clay, it's an 8-to-1 ratio, 8 parts of water to 1 part of clay. So I put 4 cups of water in a blender and a half a cup of clay. That's a 1-to-8 ratio. and I blend it on high and put it in a quart jar, and it'll stay in your kitchen cabinet. And I just go by and I get a little Dixie cup that's about two to three ounces, and I take 2 ounces and just drink it down like you're shooting or taking a shot of tequila. It's a tiny bit chalky, but it really has no taste. If you hold it in your mouth, all you experience is coolness. It's the non-grittiest natural clay I've ever seen.
Well, that's my next question.
It'll keep on your kitchen cabinet for months. It just won't spoil because it's inert.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you.
All the impurities have been burnt out.
You're kind of explaining it. How is this? There's a lot of bentonite clays out there. How is this different? How does this work as opposed to others? Why this product as opposed to, you know, some other?
I checked this clay against maybe 40 other clays, and it comes superior. There's something about this clay. It's a calcium bentonite, and yet it's a swelling calcium bentonite. Usually your sodiums are what swell, and they're high in salt content, and they're more for industrial use. This clay swells 3 times, so when you mix it with water, if you make the paste, you use 1 cup of water, 3 cups of water to 1 cup of clay, so you're going to get 3 cups of clay. Most clays you mix, and it's 1 to 1 or less with water. So that swelling capacity gives it more surface area with these negative ions that act like a magnet, pulling the bad stuff in your body is the positive stuff, and it pulls that out. You know, you want to be careful taking it with medicines, because if you're taking antibiotics, there's some medicines that might interfere with some of the chemicals, because they give you the hair of the dog that bit you. So check with your doctor, and just once it's absorbed into the bloodstream, the clay won't bother it. It's not absorbed in the bloodstream. It acts in the alimentary canal, and yet you can take clay baths and get rid of heavy metal toxins in your body. If you've been through chemo and had a lot of radiation and want to get rid of the excess radiation, take a clay bath. After you've been through the chemo, it's a good time to start taking the clay bath after they say the cancer's gone, and help get rid of all the die-off that's in your body, and help rebuild it's actually known to improve your red blood count and make your red blood cells much stronger and healthier.
Talk a little bit about autistic children. I know you've had some testimonials about that, taking baths.
You know, it's absolutely amazing how it affects autistic children. And then the parents notice it in the first clay bath. In fact, I'm sitting here looking at this one, and they started it, and they were hoping it would help their autistic son. And let me find the place here where she was talking about that. As for our son, we noticed an improvement in him being able to process his thoughts and convey them. They get more verbal, and they speak more. His skin is clearer, his bowels easy movement are easier, his memory is improved, and he falls asleep better. That just from a clay bath. A lot of them give the clay to drink too.
How often should you take it?
It's calming on your muscles. When you take a clay bath, you take it at night, and you get into bed and you just sleep like a baby. It relaxes. You put it on a sore muscle, a crick in your neck, and in just a few minutes it's loosened up and it's relaxed. It lets blood flow back in. It takes the swelling and inflammation out. And the blood flow is what brings oxygen and helps healing the cells. So, any stiffness, tight muscles, put clay on it. It's just...
When you say put clay on it, you mean make a mud paste and slap it on and wrap it in self? I mean, what do you... Explain that.
Yes. We call it a poultice. You make the clay mud, the 1-to-3 ratio, and it'll be about like the consistency of sour cream. And you put it on the tight muscle, a pinched sciatic nerve, put it over that area. There's always inflammations with pain, associated with pain. And a lot of people say the inflammation is what causes the pain because it causes swelling and pressure. to put that on right on it, and it'll be cold when you put it on. And I use Glad Press and Seal because it's sticky on one side, and you can cut a big square, and you can put the, say you can do a poultice on your kidney or your liver. You only want to do one organ at a time. And if you do it at night, you put the Press and Seal over it, press the edges to your skin, the dry edges, and it's like a big Band-Aid that holds it in place. So you can sleep with it on without getting it all over the bed. And
we're about to go on a break. We got about a minute or so. Kev, I don't know if Kev told you this story. Tell her your story about your teeth. I can't remember if you told her or not.
I don't remember at all.
I know you've told on air, but go tell Perry.
Yeah, I lost my filling in my tooth, and around here you just can't go to the dentist and say I got a emergency. So I just made a mixture of your clay and water, and got it really, really dense. You know, not so it was liquid. Yeah. You know, and then I just pushed it in my cavity. And it stayed there for 24 hours. It took away the pain, took away the swelling. It was wonderful. And I did that every day. And for the most part, that would stay for 24 hours.
He'd like make a little false tooth.
Yeah,
like put
exactly.
It, jam it up there.
Uh-huh.
Hey, stay tuned, Perry. Stay right there, Perry.
Okay.
We'll conclude on the other side with you. Doug Rocky also. Stay tuned, everybody.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.